It is spring. Warm rains have arrived, and the lakes and ponds are alive with the sounds of frogs and toads. We stand before a grassy pond at the edge of the forest. Breeding males of several species make their presence known with distinctive advertisement calls that are thought to attract females and other males of the same species to the breeding chorus. Dominating the chorus are the short, vibrant trills of gray tree frogs, punctuated by the occasional loonk, loonk of green frogs. Quite obvious are the long, melodic trills of an American toad, which periodically sounds off nearby. And if we listen carefully, we become aware of bird-like peeps in the background. These are the calls of tiny tree frogs, the spring peepers. The males of all the species in this breeding chorus have vocal sacs or pouches that they inflate like a balloon while calling. These add volume and resonance to each call. As a general rule, the pitch of advertisement calls is related to the size of the sound maker. For instance, our largest native frog, the bullfrog, reaches 6 to 8 inches in length and produces a low-pitched bellowing call. In contrast, our smallest native frog, the little grass frog, grows to only 3/4 of an inch long and makes exceedingly high-pitched cricket-like calls. Our native toads provide additional examples of the relationship between pitch and size. For instance, the Gulf Coast toad reaches nearly 5 inches in length and produces a low-pitched trill of around 1,300 cycles per second. In contrast, the southern toad, which is about 3 inches long, calls at a much higher pitch, nearly 2,500 cycles per second. The calls of our native species differ not only in pitch, but also in quality, loudness, duration, and various aspects of timing. To demonstrate this diversity, I've put together a sequence of the calls of 20 different species, roughly arranged from large to small. Relax for a minute or two and enjoy the extraordinary diversity.
Ah.
The advertisement calls of frogs and toads are often affected by temperature. For example, in warm weather, male pig frogs deliver a rapid series of 5 to 10 pig-like grunts. In cooler weather, pig frogs give a more subdued performance, grunting only once or twice each time. The southern leopard frog has a similar response to temperature. During warm weather, the male repeats a rapid series of guttural chucks, followed by grunts. The chucks are given too quickly to count. During cold spells, the chucks are delivered more slowly, just slow enough to count. Male frogs and toads generally call from emergent vegetation, from the shoreline, or else while floating on the surface of the water. However, some species are known to call while underwater. Listen to this pickerel frog, floating on the surface of the water and giving vibrant snoring calls as spring peepers sound off around him. Now listen to a different pickerel frog, who gives two gurgling calls as he submerges, followed by muted calls from underwater. The calls of different individuals within a species are usually quite stereotyped, but sometimes an individual will deviate from the norm. Perhaps you will enjoy the performance of this large bullfrog, who seems to have a stuttering problem, or else he's got a frog in his throat. In spite of individual differences, the advertisement calls of each species are still reasonably distinct. During the breeding season, this helps receptive females find males of their own kind, thus preventing hybridization with other species. In some cases, advertisement calls provide the only reliable means to identify species. For instance, the gray tree frog, Hyla versicolor, and Cope's gray tree frog, Hyla crassosilis, overlap in range and look virtually identical, but their calls do allow for positive identification. Fix in your mind the musical trills of this group of gray tree frogs. Now listen to a group of the identical-looking Cope's gray tree frogs. Their calls are less musical, and the pulses within each call are delivered more rapidly. Although the males of each species have distinct calls, hybridization sometimes occurs, especially among toads and among tree frogs. Furthermore, hybrid individuals often survive to breed. And, as one might guess, the advertisement calls of hybrid males are often intermediate in quality between the calls of the parental species. For example, green tree frogs and barking tree frogs sometimes hybridize. What follows are three recordings. First, the harsh quank of green tree frogs. Second, the hollow oonk of barking tree frogs. And third, the intermediate quack of a hybrid. It is generally assumed that the advertisement calls of males attract receptive females of the same species, but the effect on males of the same species is not clear-cut. From a distance, males may be attracted to other calling males. This would allow them to home in on a breeding chorus. At close distances, the reverse is usually the case. By calling, a male compels neighboring males to keep their distance. In other words, his calls serve a territorial function. Males of some species have a special aggression call that they give as a threat when another calling male approaches too close. If the intruder does not move away, a wrestling bout might ensue, with one male ousting the other from the area. In this recording of a chorus of gray tree frogs, listen for aggressive chirps interspersed among normal advertisement calls. Male bullfrogs maintain stable breeding and feeding territories throughout the spring and summer season. When approached by another male, a territorial individual gives sudden spit-like aggressive calls. The spring peeper provides yet another example. Its aggressive call is an upslurred trill. The aggressive call of the green tree frog is a series of rattling chirrs. In this recording, two individuals alternate advertisement calls, and then one suddenly switches to aggressive calls. As the foregoing examples demonstrate, calling males are usually intolerant of the approaches of other breeding males of their own kind. However, in many species of toads, where males crowd together in temporary pools or ponds during the breeding period, males often bump against one another as they excitedly swim about in search of receptive females. When two males meet, one might actually climb on top the other and clasp him with his forelegs in the amplexus mating position, without regard for the sex of his partner. The mounted male signals his displeasure by making squeaky chirps known as release calls. Listen for the squeaky release calls given by a mounted male in this breeding chorus of American toads. When a mounted male gives a release call, he also vibrates his midsection, which often produces a low-frequency humming sound. The physical vibration of his midsection, combined with the squeaky chirps, alerts the male on top that a mistake has been made, and he usually dismounts in response. Release calls can be evoked by lightly grasping a toad's midsection between one's thumb and forefinger. In this recording, a male southern toad is held in this manner. Listen for the vibrational hum that accompanies his squeaky release calls. When frightened or captured by a predator or a human, certain frogs and toads give alarm or distress calls. For instance, if one walks along the edge of a farm pond during a warm summer day, green frogs will leap from the shoreline in alarm, squeaking loudly in midair before splashing into the water. Squeaks or screams of greater intensity might be given when a frog has been captured by a predator, such as a raccoon or a snake. Large species can produce impressive distress calls. Consider this pig frog, crying repeatedly with mouth open after being captured. Outside the breeding season, certain frogs, especially tree frogs of the family Hylidae, periodically call from trees or shrubs. These tree calls may sound like harsh or dissonant versions of typical advertisement calls. They are often given after rains and thus are also referred to as rain calls, although their exact function is not known. The squirrel tree frog provides a very good example. The male's advertisement call is a nasal, buzzing, "rack, rack." The rain or tree call of the squirrel tree frog is reminiscent of the raspy scold of the gray squirrel. The advertisement call of the barking tree frog sounds like the hollow bark of a hound. In contrast, the rain call of the barking tree frog is a much more raucous bark. Let's consider one more instance of tree calling that can be heard throughout much of eastern North America. During the breeding season, male spring peepers make piercing bird-like peeps. In late summer and fall, spring peepers often call from trees. These calls vary in quality from clear peeps, which have earned this species the alternate name of autumn piper, to dissonant squeaking notes hardly resembling the typical advertisement calls. Here are some examples. learning to identify the calls of frogs and toads, and to recognize the different types of calls of each species is without doubt a worthy goal. But there are many discoveries that can be made just by carefully listening. During the breeding season, I enjoy searching out a small group of calling males, and then listening for interactions between the males. In many species, males in close proximity alternate their calls in a regular, non-random fashion. This might reduce interference and help approaching females locate the males. Here's an example of call alternation between two western chorus frogs. Spring peepers also alternate their calls, and trios as well as duos may be heard. Quite often, one male acts as a leader, with another calling almost instantly after each of his calls. It is possible to create a similar interaction by imitating the spring peeper's call. In this recording, a male peeper responds instantly to my whistled imitations, even as I vary the tempo. Another type of interaction is contagious calling. In some species, males call actively for a short period and then go silent. After a while, one individual begins calling again, and the whole group soon joins in. In this recording, bullfrogs show a contagious effect, while green frogs call randomly about them. Interactions between individuals are often difficult to discern in large, busy choruses, although alternating individuals in duos and trios can sometimes be heard. It is possible that very complex interactions occur, but these are not easily verified. Listen to this chorus of barking tree frogs. At times, it has a random quality that lacks any discernible pattern. At other times, a rhythmic beat seems evident. A complex percussive pattern that reminds me of the primal drumming of an Aboriginal tribe. Listen. In my opinion, the ultimate experience of frogs and toads comes from listening to breeding choruses, especially mixed species choruses. Being able to identify the calls of each species adds greatly to my enjoyment. But the most powerful experience comes from focusing on the incredible three-dimensional sound pattern created by all the calling individuals. In the remaining time, I will present several choruses that I find exciting, all recorded in stereo so that you can experience the extraordinary spatial effects. The first chorus is from a Florida swamp in April. The harsh quanks of green tree frogs, the pig-like grunts of pig frogs, and the jug-a-rums of bullfrogs dominate the chorus. Listen also for the periodic laugh-like outbursts of marsh birds called moorhens, and the continuous backdrop of high-pitched cricket trills. The next chorus, recorded in New York State in April, is a study in subtlety. It is midnight. The temperature is plummeting. We sit before a small woodland pool full of cackling wood frogs, their excitement muted by the chilling air. To one side, a cold spring peeper sounds off, trilling, and then giving clear piping notes. Soon, another joins in from the opposite direction. Our survey of frog and toad sounds must now come to an end. We will close with an early spring chorus recorded at a small pond in Mississippi. Two southern leopard frogs sound off in rough alternation, producing humorous grunting notes as well as loud chuckling calls. Spring peepers call in the background, and soon a group begins calling nearby.